Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term today is called resolution capability. Now, how do you spell resolution? Well, resolution is spelled R-E-S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, and then capability is spelled C-A-P-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, okay? Resolution capability. Now, what does that mean? Well, resolution is how clear something is, how something is actually seen, and how clear you can see. That's the resolution. You know, how capable something means is that if you're able to see it or not. So if you put those two words together, okay, as one type of meaning, then it's how clear you're able to see something. Now, usually that depends upon what kind of film you shoot, what kind of camera you use, how much your lighting is, and all sorts of other factors, okay? But resolution capability allows you that ability to kind of sense what's there. So, anyway, so much we could talk about. But coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位 ，Welcome to American Slang. I'm Duran. 昨天的电影片段里面，我们看到 Atlantis 怎么样，终于被找到了。不过，哈，他的文明已经一去不复返，甚至于他们根本不知道自己的历史。那么，对于 Atlantis 失落的文明来讲，这些入侵不是入侵，这些闯入的探险家，他们的到来又会意味着什么呢？
1,000 years ago, you would have slain them on sight.
1,000 years ago, the streets were lit, and our people did not have to scavenge for food at the edge of a crumbling city.
The people are content.
They do not know any better. We were once a great people, now we live in ruins. The kings of our past would weep if they could see how far we have fallen.
Tida.
If these outsiders can unlock the secrets of our past, perhaps we can save our future.
What they have to teach us, we have already learned.
Our way of life is dying.
Our way of life is preserved. Kida, when you take the throne, you will understand.
Hey, 来各位，来看今天的美国俚语带给你的句子是叫 They don't know any better.
They do not know any better. We were once a great people, now we live in ruins.
They don't know.Any better. 好，这个词组叫 not know any better. 这句话呢，就是我们中文中国人挂在口边的叫他年纪小不懂事儿，不要跟他计较。你找一个理由叫他年纪小不懂事儿，我们就叫 somebody doesn't know any better. 好，很有用的一个词组，很简单，但意思却很大，对吗？好，我们来看例句。第一个，准备好。我的孩子犯了错误，他去偷 CD. Gosh.Big mistake. 但是有的人会这么解释叫 Hey, 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 don't punish my son. You know what? He doesn't know any better now. 这句话的意思是 Don't punish my son what? For stealing. 我的孩子偷你的东西怎么样？也不算怎么样，不是什么大事，因为年纪小还不懂事情。好，各位，我们来看第二个例句，听好了。Hey, you can't get mad at the dog for ruining your shoes.Because, you know, he doesn't know any better. 这句话的意思是 Hey, 因为你的狗把你的鞋子咬坏，叫 R-U-I-N, 跟我一起读叫 ruin. Yes, 把你的东西搞坏，你就去惩罚你的狗，去向它发狂，叫 get mad at, 去歇斯底里，可不应该狗嘛，不懂事啊，叫 he doesn't know any better. 哎，朋友你注意了，我们形容动物的话一般不知性别的话，我们会用 he instead of it. 所以这个句子我们再说一遍，他把你的鞋子弄坏，不要急不要急，他不懂事。这个句子叫 Hey, you can't get mad, mad, M-A-D, you can't get mad at the dog for, 原因 for ruining your shoes. 因为什么？ Because he doesn't know any better.
1,000 years ago, you would have slain them on sight.
1,000 years ago, the streets were lit, and our people did not have to scavenge for food at the edge of a crumbling city.
The people are content.
They do not know any better. We were once a great people, now we live in ruins. The kings of our past would weep if they could see how far we have fallen.
Kida.
If these outsiders can unlock the secrets of our past, perhaps we can save our future.
What they have to teach us, we have already learned.
Our way of life is dying.
Our way of life is preserved. Nikita, when you take the throne, you will understand.
Hey, 欢迎进入经典对白。在真正的了解了 Atlantis 它的能量来源之后，我们来看看 Man of Thatch 才终于发觉这次远行的目的跟自己想象中的完全不同，并没有那么简单。那么他会怎么去选择呢？
You have a nice swim?
Hey guys, what's going on? What's with all the guns? Guys? Such an idiot. This is just another treasure hunt for you. You're after the crystal.
Oh, you mean this?
The heart of Atlantis.
Yeah, about that. I would have told you sooner, but it was strictly on a need-to-know basis. And, well, now you know. I had to be sure you were one of us. Welcome to the club, son.
I'm no mercenary.
You're an idealist, just like your grandfather. Do yourself a favor, Milo. Don't be like him. For once, do the smart thing. I really hate it when negotiations go sour. Let's try this again.
好，看过上面这个片段，学英语了。第一个原点，来跟我说，第一个原点叫 Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, son.
Welcome to the club. One more time. Welcome to the club. Club, C-L-U-B. 你可别读 club, 它是 club. Very good. 这个词组的意思是俱乐部，你知道吧？俱乐部，乡村俱乐部，就 country club, 高尔夫俱乐部， golf club, 很多俱乐部。那么如果我说欢迎进入俱乐部，它的意思是表示咱们两个人真是同病相怜啊，或者你跟我们大伙真的是同病相怜，很好的。好，我们来看第一个例句，听好了。我今天看到你，不是今天，是一周看到你都不高兴。于是我问 Hey, what's up with you? What's going on? What happened? 出什么事情？你跟我讲。你跟你的女友分道扬镳，不是分道扬镳，是被她甩掉，所以你感觉不好。于是你听下面这个句子，我会说 Hey, what? Your girlfriend dumped you? Welcome to the club. Mine dumped me last week. 这句话的意思是好，你的女朋友把你甩了，对吗？那么咱俩就是同病相怜，叫 Welcome to the club. 因为我的那位上周刚把我甩掉。好，各位来看第二个例句 ，Welcome to the club. 别睡着了，听好了。好，两个人对话，我说问你 ，Hey, what's your dream? 我问过你这个问题，那么对方可能会说，I hope my band gets famous. That's my dream. 我的一个 band, you know band, right?是乐队 I hope my band gets famous. OK, 我要回答叫 Well, welcome to the club. Who doesn't want to be a rock star? 这句话的意思是彼此彼此。那么这个 welcome to the club 在这个地方是好事情，我们就不用翻译成同病相怜，我们可以翻译成同梦相怜吧，就表示彼此彼此。我也想成为一位摇滚巨星。
Welcome to the club, son.
I'm no mercenary.
You're an idealist, just like your grandfather. Do yourself a favor, Milo. Don't be like him. For once, do the smart thing. I really hate it when negotiations go sour.
好，我们来看下面一个原点。好，这个句子叫 I hate it when negotiations get sour.
I really hate it when negotiations go sour.
好，来看这个词 S-O-U-R. 你知道我们吃东西有一个调料叫 vinegar, 醋的一味道叫酸的。好，味道酸的叫 sour. 如果我们说一个东西变酸了，你说是好还是不好？ Just give it a guess. 当然是不好。所以如果你说Get something or something gets sour 就表示这个事情变得让人不愉快了，我们就叫 gets sour, 变得不愉快，变酸了。好，我们来看例句，听好了。第一个例句 Be careful. OK, the game, you know game, what's game? 比赛 the game gets sour when all the players started yelling at the referee. Referee 是一个人员，在比赛的时候那个裁判叫 referee。如果队员、球员向他大喊大叫，叫 yell， 叫 yell at the referee， 当然大杀威口，我们就觉得不好。所以我说 the game 这个比赛就变得 gets sour， 让人不舒服了。哎，我们来看第二个例句，好吗？ Hey， by the way， what did you do last night？ 昨晚你去干什么了？ What did you do？ Okay， let me tell you， I went on a date with somebody。Yeah, but, okay, be careful. I mean, the date got sour when my ex-girlfriend showed up last night. 这句话的意思是，昨晚我的那个 date 我们可交过。好，它有一个意思表示你约会的对象，另外一个意思是表示约会的本身，在这个地方是表示约会的本身。哇， the date got sour. 它的这个约会黄了，我的约会黄掉了，我的约会令我不愉快了。当什么时候？当我的前女友叫 ex-girlfriend showed up， 她露面了，我觉得哇，太尴尬。
You have a nice swim?
Hey guys, what's going on? What's with all the guns? Guys, such an idiot. This is just another treasure hunt for you. You're after the crystal.
Oh, you mean this?
The heart of Atlantis.
Yeah, about that. I would have told you sooner, but it was strictly on a need-to-know basis. And, well, now you know. I had to be sure you were one of us. Welcome to the club, son.
I'm no mercenary.
You're an idealist, just like your grandfather. Do yourself a favor, Milo. Don't be like him. For once, do the smart thing. I really hate it when negotiations go sour. Let's try this again.
Welcome to Movie Tube. I'm Ziggy.Today we'll be looking at the song Round Round from the movie The Guru.
If you hate me, I will show you how to play me into something new. If you want me, run away now. If you stop me, then I'll hit the ground.
Let's take a look. If you hate me, I will show you how to play me.To play me means to do something to convince me, to make me change my mind, how to play me into something new. So the song is saying, if you don't like me, I'll show you what you can do to make me be different so that you will like me. If you want me, run away now. But if you like me, I'm going to run away right now. If you stop me, then I'll hit the ground.If you try to stop me from running away, I'll hit the ground. Hit the ground means to start going really fast, to hit the ground. Sometimes you can say, I'm going to hit the ground running. That means I'm going to start really fast and just go. So this song is a little confusing. It's saying, if you hate me, I'll try to change your mind and tell you how to make me something that you will like.But if you like me and you want me, then I'm going to run away. And I'm just going to hit the ground if you try to stop me. Confusing, but that's what it's saying. Round Round from the movie The Guru. Listen to this song with us and join us next time on Action English.
If you hate me.